but it's mostly working. I know that I listened to Big Fatty's show today, and apparently Gay Country Boy Wes, the pen was put in a lake, which I'm looking at that now, and yes, it's right in the middle of the lake. But the goal was to not put actual addresses. And this is Google Maps API, so it wasn't me, Wes.
Trademark Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The goal was to put Gay Country Boy Wes right in the middle of Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4620. The BFO for right the 24th of October 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and it's going to be catsup day. Big Fatty, I prefer mustard. Gussie, y'all, we're hello, Glovies, Big Fatty, you forgot that part. I did forget that part. Hi, everyone, I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all, your Glovies today, because y'all, you know, if you're a Glovey, you know that Big Fatty loves the standard time, y'all. We have moved into single digits today. Y'all, it is, we are down to 9 days until the clocks fall backwards. Big Fatty, I hope someone helps the clocks up once they fall. Y'all have got somebody new on the hand map. Now, y'all, EJ has been trying to get on the hand map for weeks. And, you know, the Crooked Hat, he was sick as a dog, and he lost his citizenship over there in Switzerland. And, y'all, now he's back, and he's cut his little show back to 1 day a week. Even the old gal went from 5 to 3. But, so y'all, he's been very busy, but evidently now he's got plenty of time because he's making all kinds of Halloween-y decorations and all. But y'all, we have a new listener. Now, I don't know if this is an actual new listener or if it's Crooked Hat trying to fix something. But y'all, over there in Fiji, we have a new listener, and their name is Did You Get This Email? And y'all, something tells me that may have been Crooked Hat, Crooked Hat, if that is you, I did not get the email, and EJ is still waiting to get his ass on the hand map, Big Fatty. Music, we do indeed. If you're not on the hand map, get on over there. Did You Get This Email is a real person, welcome. Did You Get This Email? That's a strange name. Oh yes, Big Fat, nothing says strange like Did You Get This Email, right? It should have been e-letter. Fatty, you're right. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all just had a quiet evening. Here in the villa, the Dip stopped by, and we chatted a little bit. And y'all, I was late recording the little show, and evidently there was... Y'all, that's some more of those, that's the last of those special peach hot chicken wings that I got at the Z's. And, y'all, because of all of that, I was late getting the little show posted, but y'all, it posted to the, or uploaded, I should say, but it posted to the WWW just fine, Miss Bacon this morning. Did Fart Pants also quit podcasting like Crooked Hat? And anyway, but y'all, I sent a push to the it's called the feed burner, and it eventually I believe the kids call it propagated to the different iTunes and all, but. Y'all, I had not finished my nipple walking, so right after I finished recording the little show, y'all, I headed out on a nighttime nipple walk. Y'all, it's kind of chilly, but anyway, it was chilly today, hot tamale. Big Fatty is going to be chilly tamale, too. Okay, I did get all my exercise rings closed, and y'all, then I came back and sat down. I watched the Jeopardy, and then it was time for the dancing. Big Fatty, the dancing was Tuesday night. Last night was the Survivor. Oh, well, I'll tell you about the dancing anyway. Y'all, they sent home the cutie gay boy from the Pentatonix. I think his name is we'll call him Larry. Cute as a button, and he and his husband announced they're having a baby. Oh yes, Big Fatty. And but they sent him home, and I'm sorry to see that. I was hoping that he might be on the dancing tour. This year, who knows? Big Fatty's gonna be having a baby. Well, who knows? But anyway, y'all, I did sit down and watch The Survivor. I'm not gonna spoil it because I know Crooked Hat and that Daniel Bieber and others like to watch that. It's a good season, but y'all, I don't know, and I hadn't watched The Big Run yet because I'm a couple of weeks behind on that since I was in Lost Wages. Y'all got up on Thursday morning, had my brufkas, a cheese toast, and my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, went up to my senior size class. There was no cake today, but y'all, it was a good class, and then came back, closed out my nipple size rings, and came back and had those little chicken wings for an early lunch, and y'all, got my sure, and then I was off to the dermatologist. And y'all, I really like my dermatologist. Y'all, I'm gonna add something. You know, I always tell you take care of your teethies and your feet. And y'all, I used to think a dermatologist was just a racket. Y'all, get you a dermatologist and stay on top of that, because most of the cancers are caused by the sun when you were the children. And so get you a good dermatologist. And y'all, everything seems fine. There were a couple little places that she, you know, she took the deep freeze thing to. And y'all, finished up there, came back here to the villa. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my a day. Yes, Big Fatty.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Y'all, I was about to be worried sick again, but y'all, then I got an e-letter from the one and only Patty Bacon, and it's the subject is robots. And it says, Ole Big, you know, that's hello backwards. It's me. Patty Bacon from Nidraba, North Dakota. Ole, my car phone has been sick with the computer flu, so I'm hopelessly behind on the little shows. I heard some of your little shows about going to the giant rodent-filled Lost Wages in Flowrider. But then I heard the robot little show. Big, the robots talked about me. The robots aren't you. I felt like I was listening to to Access Hollywood or an e-news team. But they did a decent job. The good news is they'll never replace you, and they make us realize how lucky we are to have you. Well, isn't that sweet? Patty, thank you so much for that. It says, Big, I need to get something off my chest. No, not my cross your heart. It's the big run. I know you and your brothers, the big brothers, but I'm not feeling this season of the big run. It started off all funny, odd funny, not ha-ha funny. Then the gifting of the express pass and everything seems a bit easier with players standing back and letting others win first. And why are they sticking to just Europe? Are some of those brother runners wanted in... wanted in Asia or South America? Things that make you go, Well, Patty, like I just said a few moments ago, I am a couple of episodes behind on the Big Brother, but I'll take your comments into consideration as I watch it. Big, I'm sorry that you didn't get to entertain that Daniel Bieber or old Crooked Hat. I guess that old Crooked Hat might have carried the scent of Sydney and maybe Mother Burns' canine. I can't remember the name. Esmeralda, Serena, Mrs. Kravitz. I feel like it was a bewitching name. It was Tabitha. Yes, Big Betty, a bewitching name. I'm sure that Poodle would have been flustered with those scents. Oh, by heavens to Hetsy. How could I forget? Ole, Poodle, it's me. Patty Bacon, ole, ole, Patty Bacon, it's me, Poodle. Anywho, Big, it's time for me to wind up this e-letter. Toodles, Patty. Well, Patty, thank you so much for that. It's always a treat and a kerfuffle for Big Fatty when you send Big Fatty an e-letter, and I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Big Fatty, she listened to the robot shows, and it sounds like she liked them. Well, you never know. So anyway, but y'all, let's do this.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty. This is Alan in the Urk. out on my morning nipper walk around the lovely village of Worsley. As you can tell, I'm a little out of breath. I've been walking up the hill, and I'll soon be walking down the hill again. I was just listening to your little show, and it does seem there's a little lack of content, doesn't it? So we had the Winnie the Pooh and Fatty the Pooh, sorry, and all of that. And anyway, just thought I'd check in, and I would, as you say, de-lurk. What are we today? It's the 9th of October today. I'm getting very excited because in 10 days' time, I'm going to be flying across the Atlantic with Virgin Atlantic via Atlanta to join the gorgeous and lovely Captain D from Tennessee in the capital of that glorious state, Nashville. So I just wanted to say hi. As I said, I will be your side of the pond very soon. And I'm sure between the two of us, Captain D and me, we'll maybe send a couple of little missives to you on our travels around the South. Anyway, have a good day and keep smiling and keep just babbling and telling us what you're up to. Absolutely fascinating.
Dear Gussie, dear Gussie, y'all, that of course was that Alan in the Uck. And Alan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, as you can tell, that I've had that call for a while, and it sounds like he is already over here in the states, as they call them, the colonies, as they may call them, over there in the UK. And Alan, I have an Axe Big Fatty question. Big Fatty's axing you a question. I've never flown on the Virgin Atlantic Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for Aeroplano, but tell me about the service and what you recommend about it and all that kind of stuff. It sounds, Big Fatty, you just liked it because you heard the word virgin. Well, no, not necessarily, but anyway, let Big Fatty know, and my best to that one and only Captain D in Tennessee. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I have got, let's see, how many do I have here? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Y'all, I've got 6 more voice letters to play, but y'all, I'm out of time. I'm absolutely out of time today. So anyway, y'all, I do have time to do this. Dear Gussie, y'all, that Moose P had a gas report up there in the Raleigh, North Kakalaki, $2.83 a gallon, but he says that's up 20 cents from last week. Big Fatty, they must be switching over to the... Oh, dear Gussie, the winter blend. Well, could be. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, there's some big doings coming up next week. Not going to let you know until next week what's going on, but big doings. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, tonight I'm heading, Thursday night I'm heading down to the theater, a live theater, with my former coal mining friend here in Fat Acres. We're going to go see Dal Infamid. Big Fatty! Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat. And Crooked Hat, if you had one wish for Big Fatty, what would that wish be?
The goal was to put Gay Country Boy West right in the middle of Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, the Hooded Bishop. Well, anyway, that brings me yes.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.